This is me going on sports. I love you, bro. Florida football is back, bro. Florida football is come back. UM, Florida State, University of Florida, and some surprise schools to jump in it, to be up in it too. From FAMU to Florida Memorial, that's the two HBCUs. Also, can't forget FAU with the realignment to the AAC, USF, having a good year so far too. UCF to the Big 12. So now you got a Big 4, maybe even a Big 6. From FIU to FAU to UCF to USF, that's more than 6. But the major schools that are in D1, they are monsters. The HBCUs are going crazy. Can't forget about Edward Waters. Florida schools are taking over, bro. And I think it's going to be something serious. This is like so serious because if you even pay attention to D2, it's so many schools in Florida that play football for D2. Now, all we need to do is really get North Florida and Jacksonville back. One of them had a football team. We got to get them back, these football teams, because we're sleeping giants out here, man. We got over 50,000 people going to each of these D1 schools. Most of them. Some of them have over 30,000. Some of them have 50,000. Some of them are some of the biggest institutions in the nation. Not just because of that. It's because of the impact of the alumni having pride in your football team. It's going to go crazy, man. Florida Memorial is doing their thing, man. FAMU is going to win the SWAC. Yeah, I said it. UCF is in position to win the Big 12. University of Florida is in position to be ranked for the first time in a very long time. They can probably go all the way to the championship if they don't lose another game. UM could be in the Final Four. Florida State could be in the Final Four. Or at the least be in the ACC championship against UM, fighting to be in the championship. The Big 12 is going to go dumb. I don't think Texas and Oklahoma is going to regret leaving them because they're building something big over in the Big 12. UCF is going to be a wholehearted part of it. I think UM is coming back, but let's see how well they do against my Florida State Seminoles before they can say they're back, because y'all are back every other year. Let's keep it a buck. But anyhow, USF is taking over the AAC. Also, Florida Atlantic is the second team in Florida that's in the ACC. It used to be UCF, but Florida Atlantic recently got in the game. Now, with the 12-team college football playoff, they're going to have 6 teams in the divisions that won the conference. And now that the Pac-12 is not going to be there anymore, it's going to dissolve, it's all kinds of opportunity for Conference USA, for the Mountain West, for the AAC, for the Sun Belt, for all of the Group of 5 teams to at least get 2 Group of 5 teams champions in the championship, 12-team championship. Yes. And I think I predict something. I'm going to predict something. Yes, this is a no. This is a Tyro Mingo. Mingo No Sports Podcast exclusive. I'm predicting something. Florida Memorial and Edward Waters is going to the MEAC soon. Florida Memorial and Edward Waters is going to the MEAC soon. You heard it here first. Yes, sir. The Florida schools are back. The main 3 Florida schools was basically ranked at the same time. Since Florida lost to Kentucky, that's a setback, but they're going to bounce back, and they're going to be ranked again because they play big-time schools all the time. I think UM should stay within the top 15, and Florida State should have a chance at a national championship. That's just my opinion. But let's say a miracle happens in UM beats Florida State. That's not going to happen, but let's say a miracle happens. They will be able to be in possession of a national championship if they beat Florida State. Real spill. UF is going to be in position to be in the Final Four this year. But definitely, I really believe and hope that I'm not going to have hope for that. I really believe that all three Florida schools will be in the 12-team roundabout for the playoff. Maybe even four if you include UCF, because they just had the best darn players that they ever recruited in their whole life. Even better than a so-called national championship team. I said so-called, but yeah, that's our champions, the recent champions. I'm just playing. But anywho, this is me going on sports. I love you. Peace.